airwaves here, 855-453. It's the Cynical CAI toll free line. You can join us on our website. Head over to freetalklive.com. We give you a lot of features on the site. They are free, and you can go over there and actually control the content as well. So the stuff you see on the front page was put there by listeners just like you. You can go and submit your own items and vote on them as well. Vote them up, vote them down. The most voted up make it to the front page and the top of the site. Now, where do they come from before they get to the front page? They come from the upcoming stories queue. You can click upcoming stories right from the front page of freetalklive.com, and it'll show you all the fresh stuff that's been uploaded to the site within the last couple days. So go to freetalklive.com, get interactive there. Here with you this evening, it's Ian.
And Julia.
And Mark.
By the way, I want to welcome our brand newest affiliates, The Big Talker FM in Wilmington, North Carolina. It's actually it's a simulcast, so they've got a couple of different FM stations there. And so
nice to be on the FM dial.
It is always nice to be on the FM dial, but it's nice to have some new people on board with the program here tonight. Now, for those of you, you've been listening maybe since 7 o'clock because they're taking our show live, which is great.
Okay, awesome.
All 3 hours per night, weeknights live. We're replacing the Big Talker's gone through a major programming shakeup, apparently. They've replaced a number of shows, and Free Talk Live was one of the shows they chose to replace their old lineup with. And so if you tuned in tonight expecting to hear Mark Levin, you've been sorely disappointed, or maybe shockingly surprised, or maybe you feel great about what you're hearing tonight. You're welcome to share your thoughts at 855-453, because we're not like that other show.
Yeah, it's going to take a few weeks to really figure out what Free Talk Live's about. There's not another radio program out there in the world like Free Talk Live, at least, you know, being broadcast on regular radio. We take the issues rather than from like the Democrat and Republican paradigm. We take them all from the pro-liberty standpoint. We believe that the best solutions to problems involve peace, freedom, and personal responsibility.
Absolutely. And we'd love to hear what you think about various different issues and even about things we're not talking about. We'll always come to the show with stuff to discuss, but if you have something that's on your mind, that's burning, you want to get it off, you want to talk to our listenership, you're welcome to do so anytime you'd like at 855-453. That's 1-855-450-3733. So welcome to everybody listening in the Cape Fear region, actually, of North Carolina. So we'll continue here discussing the Postal Service for a little bit, and then coming up, a bush that is an unusual shape, and some may find offensive. We'll get to that. But first, there's news about the Postal Service. They owe approximately $5.5 billion to make a payment, just a payment, into their 2012 retiree health fund. And so apparently they're going to miss that payment unless Congress does something by August 1st, because that's when the payment is due. According to the piece over at the Wall Street Journal, it's likely Congress is not going to do anything because they're...
It's vacation time.
Right. It's time for a break for them. So maybe they'll do something later on this year to try to bail them out again. But how many times can they do this, and how far will they go with it?
They just keep printing the money.
Well, that's true. Because this isn't a state-run organization, it's a federal government-run organization. Therefore, they do have the benefit of being able to essentially print themselves to success, to continue their operations at a loss every single quarter. They just lost $3.2 billion in the last quarter. Mail is down. They have all kinds of mandates that are placed upon them, and they've got this huge liability when it comes to paying their staff.
Mail isn't going to go up either. People aren't going to start using the mail service again. Oh, I can't wait to, you know, send this letter and let it get there days and days later. I mean, it just, it's for sending packages on eBay anymore. That's it.
So according to the story here, the Senate has passed legislation to overhaul the agency, but the House says it doesn't expect to take up its own proposal until after August. The two sides remain far apart. Senators voted in April on a bipartisan basis for legislation that largely shores up the agency's finances by returning an estimated $10.9 billion overpayment made into the federal employee pension system. The legislation limits the agency's ability to close postal branches and stop Saturday delivery. So I guess they're saying, oh, you can't not deliver on Saturdays and close all these branches. Here, we'll just give you some more money. So they're not talking about any kind of overhaul. They're not talking about anything that's going to fundamentally change the way the business operates or separates them further from dependence on the federal government. No, they're just, you know, squeezing some more out of their big federal teeth.
That, I'm afraid, is the only hope for the post office. The only hope for the post office is to get away from the federal government. And then they can attempt to make it all happen. You know, whatever, you know, deliver their packages, do whatever, find the pricing structure that makes sense. Because I'll tell you, what doesn't make sense is delivering mail the same cost across town as it does across the country. It's ludicrous that the post office is going to spend, is going to charge me the same amount of money to send a letter to my next door neighbor as it does to send a letter to somebody in Anchorage.
Right. What's the actual cost of that? I mean, what is the actual cost of sending a letter from here to, you know, New Hampshire, where we are, to Anchorage, Alaska? What is the actual cost?
It's hard to say. I mean, they're moving such bulk that they may very well be able to make it at 40 cents. But the fact that I'm getting charged 40 something cents to deliver next door doesn't make any sense either.
Well, and the prices don't really fluctuate appropriately. Like, when gas goes up and products from far away come in, you'll see a spike in the product price, and then you'll see it go back down. I remember once there was something in Florida with tomatoes, and the price of tomatoes went really far up for some reason. And with the post office, it just kind of slowly goes up over time, but it's not actually reflecting any sort of market cues.
No, they can't. They can't raise the rates without asking Congress for a rate increase. And
that's their single biggest problem, is the Congress. It's all has to do with being involved with the government.
Right.
I mean, when was the last time you heard about the efficient government agency?
Well, it'd be like...
Well, I was just going to say UPS is a union, so it's not just the unions that's the problem. It really is the connection to the government.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, anytime you have the centralization factor, you've got inefficiency. If I have to, if Mark, you know, if you're doing sales for this this radio program,
and I am,
and you have to come to me every time you want to make a phone call to a new potential client, it would completely block your ability to do your job effectively.
I just wouldn't bother anymore.
Right. And so, you know, these guys literally have to go to Congress to beg them for some kind of a change to their business in order to be able to continue doing business in a way that's going to keep them alive, or in this case, to beg them for some sort of a bailout so they can continue doing business in the same old fashion, which is apparently what the plan is from the Senate. But, of course, then the Congress has to debate whether or not, you know, what to do here, and they don't necessarily agree. So
you're lucky if they debate it.
Right. Like, you know, it's not exactly an instant answer when it comes to talking to Congress. It could take a year or two or whatever for them to actually make a move.
Well, and it doesn't make any sense for politicians to be making business decisions for a business they're not running.
Well, yeah, most of them aren't even businesses.
They don't
at
seem
all.
To have any problem with that. I mean, that's what a regulation is. The politicians are making business decisions on every business in this country, and they have no qualifications to do so. You know, if they're setting down rules on minimum wage, really? Which one? Where did you guys get your economics degrees from? The answer is none of them. They're law students, the vast majority of them.
Well, don't you worry. The Republicans, they have a plan.
Awesome.
You know those business-oriented guys, the Republicans. They care about your small business and everything.
The business-oriented lawyers.
Republican House leaders support legislation they say would require the agency to operate more like a business. In part by setting up a panel to reduce the network of...
Set up a panel, because that's how businesses operate,
right.
Panels.
Well, yeah, let's centralize and create a task force.
The Blue Ribbon Committee.
Setting up a panel to reduce the network of post offices. Now, this is one of the proposals that's been on the table now. It seems like every 6 months we talk about the post office because they're always in trouble, or every quarter we talk about them.
They're going down, people. They're taking your tax dollars with them.
Sure are. And so this panel would look at reducing the network of post offices, and they've been talking about closing a number of the post offices. Of course, some rural district house members from both parties are worried about closures in their areas. I mean, these are jobs, you know.
Well, yeah, they don't want that. I mean, in my town, I happened to go to the post office in my town, and I can't remember what the reason was, but the lady practically begged me to put up a box at my house. You need to get mail delivered at your house. And I'm like, no, I don't want mail delivered at my. No, you've got to, please.
You know, what?
That's what it was like.
Why?
Because she knows that she's that much more relevant with more boxes.
Oh, 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line.
Tear down your mailbox.
Free Talk Live.
Hi, I'm Richard Grove of TragedyandHope.com, and thanks to the help of Mark and Ian here on Free Talk Live, we've created this call to action to help raise awareness for John Taylor Gatto. In 2001, former New York City and State School Teacher of the Year John Taylor Gatto published The Underground History of American Education, detailing how public schooling creates obedient workers and debt slaves. Now John delivers a message which he calls Your Birthright. It's titled The Ultimate History Lesson and is a 5-hour journey illustrating how and why our public schools are dumbing us down and what we can do about it. Therein referencing more than 200 footnotes and 30 classic texts. John suffered multiple strokes in the weeks after filming this interview, and he's in need of your help as he continues to recover. Please click the banner on freetalklive.com and enter the coupon code FTL, and we'll send you the Ultimate History Lesson on 4 DVDs plus a free 15-hour MP3 bonus DVD. Thank you for tuning in and not dropping out.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, July 23rd, 2012. Gold opened this morning at $1,571.20. A 1-ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,610.78, $805.39 for a half ounce, or $402.70 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,610.78, $805.39, and $402.70.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Let me ask you a question. What does freedom mean to you? The freedom to choose, the freedom to vote, the freedom to worship. How about the freedom to take control of your own future? My friends at Eat Foods Direct are celebrating freedom this month while helping you take control of your greatest dependency, food. Right now, you receive one of their new Patriot Packs free with every $289 you spend on their highly nutritious and great-tasting food. The Patriot Pack is a 30-day supply of Eat Foods quick fix, easy-to-store food. For example, purchase a 1-year supply and get 5 Patriot Packs, which is 5 months of food free. Use the extra food for everyday use and save hundreds off your grocery bill. Give your free Patriot Pack as a gift to a friend or relative, or simply add more food to your long-term supply for free. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eatfoodsdirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack with purchase. Operators are standing by. Call 800-409-5633 or eatfoodsdirect.com/Alex. eFoods is so affordable. The more you store and eat, the more you save. Go to eatfoodsdirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633 right now.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Dial in toll-free and bring up what you want, 855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-3733. You can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com, give you the features that are there for free, and they include our mobile site. Those of you with smartphones can visit m.freetalklive.com to get quick access to our live streams there, as well as software that you might need, if you don't have it yet, to listen to those streams. Go to n.freetalklive.com. That's m.freetalklive.com.
Uncovering the secrets and exposing the lies. That's what the readers of freedomsphoenix.com get every day. Readers of FreedomsPhoenix.com are constantly provided the detailed real news that lies between the lines of propaganda and the relationship that we have with coercive governments. FreedomsPhoenix.com offers up-to-the-minute updates on the economy, technology, communications, and the rise of the police state. Go now to FreedomsPhoenix.com and sign up for their free daily dispatch. I get it. FreedomsPhoenix.com.
All right, so the post office in dire financial straits. Things are not looking good. According to another news piece over at NBC New York, the service has run $1 billion in the red each month during the first half of the current fiscal year.
God.
And let me tell you, last year's fiscal year was not good either. They ran in the red then, too.
I mean, are they just going to, is the government just going to keep on dumping money into the post office?
That's the plan, at least from the Senate.
Into an agency that people don't use nearly as much as they used to use? I mean, yes, when people were living out on the prairie, no doubt there was a necessity for an organization to get on horses and deliver mail and things like that. But, I mean, even when competition came around in the 1870s, the government shut it down. Competition that was able to get the mail there less costly and faster, they shut them down because they'd rather not compete with them. But, hey, I mean, now with FedEx and UPS, really the American taxpayer needs to bail out the post office?
Not to mention email and the internet.
Yeah.
So, by the way, we mentioned earlier that the Republicans have a plan. They want to set up a panel to reduce the network of post offices because you can cut your way to success in business, right? I mean, the idea is you postal guys need to run more like a business. Well, how we've seen this in the radio world where radio station management will buy a bunch of stations, like Clear Channel did, and other companies like Cumulus, these big multi-mega conglomerate companies with lots of stations everywhere. They bought up a whole bunch of stations, and then they decided, yeah, you know what we're going to do? We're going to cut staff and cut the operation costs down to the bone and expect our listeners won't notice the difference. And it turns out you can't cut your way to success. You can't cut out the news staff at a news talk station and bring in, you know, piped-in news and expect people to believe that anybody's there locally to give them a report about the weather or to give them some sort of accurate information about what happened at the city council meeting the other night.
Well, I think that you can cut away the fat in business and get yourself leaner, but I would say that the least qualified group of people to do that is some blue ribbon committee put together by the Republicans in the House of Representatives.
Well, what's the old, was it Henry Ford who was famous for saying you should always cut the bottom 10% or something like that? I mean, there's always an argument to be made to make things more efficient, but you can't cut your way to success. You can't cut out, you know, like I can't cut out all the co-hosts on Free Talk Live and do the show by myself because that's not the show I want to listen to. You can't cut your way to success. That's just not possible. You have to put money in to make money. You have to, you know, spend money to make money.
I dislike your blanket statement here. I do think you can cut, in certain situations, you can cut your way to success.
Really? Then you can just keep cutting, right? Because if cutting makes success, then you can just keep cutting.
Nope.
That's what I'm saying.
But
absolutely.
The post office in this instant isn't really making any cuts because they're
they said
they want to close these post offices, but they want to keep all the employees, so they're not really making any cuts. And I realize that they can't, but I'm saying that in response to Ian's.
Well, I don't know if that's part of the proposal here by the Republicans is to keep the employees as
well. This was an older proposal that we had talked about maybe 6 months ago.
But just think about the effects that what will happen to the post office. If they think that cutting locations is going to keep the post office afloat, they're mistaken. Because, Mark, you mentioned that you've got a post office in your town. Well, what if they shut that location down? How many of the people who are currently using that location are as likely to drive twice as far or three times as far? Who knows how far one will have to drive in, especially the more rural areas, to go to a post office as opposed to just contacting, you know, UPS or FedEx and having them come out and pick a package up.
Most
people aren't going to the post office location to mail an envelope. They'll just stick an envelope in their mailbox and expect it to be picked up. So that service would continue if they shut the location down. They'd still be delivering the mail, likely, but they wouldn't be accepting the actual physical packages at a location. You'd have to go further for that. So eventually, the market's going to speak here, and a lot of people are going to decide, you know, It's just not worth it. I already hated going to the post office to wait in the line in town. Now I've got to drive out of town. I got to drive three towns over to actually go to whatever other post office happens to be open to wait in line, which will likely be a longer line because more people are going to be going to that post office. There'll be a real disincentive, I think, at that point for people to use the post office, meaning a decline further in, you know, they're already declining in the amount of
packages. $1 billion a month is what they're losing. I just can't imagine. I would have never guessed this kind of situation with the post office, and now it can only get worse.
Yeah, they're just going to keep hemorrhaging cash, and cutting their locations isn't going to help them that much. Let's continue here, if at all. We'll go to you and your thoughts. You can bring up anything. Patrick, you're in Norfolk?
Yeah, I'm in Norfolk, Virginia.
And you're listening on the radio?
WNIF.
Oh, that's good to know. I didn't know they were carrying us during the week. I'll have to call them and thank them. What's on your mind tonight?
I was still wondering about that Aurora shooting. I mean,
yes,
where did the guy get these explosives and stuff? I don't understand that.
Well, I would imagine all you'd have to do to get your hands on explosives is to Google around and learn how to make your own. If you can't find where to actually order them, you could Google to make your own. But maybe Julia has an answer about that, because I know that you brought something in tonight talking about the Armory, which is an online website on,
right,
an anonymized website where people can go to purchase guns and presumably bombs as well.
I'm not sure of the details. I'll actually look into that. I know that they do have some restrictions. I believe nuclear is off the table.
Right.
Like, but they actually say that. That's in their policy. I think it's mostly handguns.
Have you been to the site?
I actually haven't, but I have an article that maybe we can get into in a little bit that has a detail that has the reporter actually went on and talked to sellers and he shares his experiences.
But my point being, there are resources. The Armory is an anonymous forum to purchase weapons, and I figure if they've got weapons of a gun manner there, they have weapons of an explosive manner. If not, that'll probably be coming soon. Or there's likely some other website that you can go to engage in this trade. Again, if you don't want to build it yourself, there are probably people out there willing to sell it to you. So, Patrick, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you at 855-450-FREE. Look, this guy was, a med student or something like that, right? I mean, he's probably no dummy. He may be crazy
as hell. Research scientist going to get his PhD for research, I guess.
Yeah, he may be crazy as hell, but he's probably not stupid.
He looks stupid in the courtroom pictures.
He was able to put all this together. More coming up here. 855-450-FREE. The resources are there, I'm sure, for the people that look for them.
Take charge of your health. Get all natural innovative health products from the new AffinityHealthProducts.com. From weight loss to cold and flu remedies to better joint function, discover natural products you can trust online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. Like Lose and Snooze. Fact is, 90% of all diets fail. Why not try a completely new way of dieting? With Lose and Snooze, you can achieve weight loss while you sleep. Guaranteed. Reduce caloric intake, get a deep restorative sleep, build lean muscle mass, and keep your metabolic rate up to burn fat throughout the night and day. With all natural Lose and Snooze from AffinityHealthProducts.com. Include the one-day diet for a complete weight loss package. Order Lose and Snooze and the one-day diet and other all-natural products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. Spelled AffinityHealthProducts.com. HealthProducts.com. Or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126.
The man who predicted the fall of communism is now predicting the fall of capitalism. He's dined with the Rockefellers, hung out with the Clintons, banged heads with the Beltway, and inspired companies, movements, and empires that have brought forth revolutionary change. He sat shoulder to shoulder with figures like George Bush Sr., Steve Forbes, Margaret Thatcher, and Boris Yeltsin, to name but a few. And his volume of work set out his groundbreaking financial newsletter, Strategic Investment, was so far ahead of its time, it helped transform not just the fates and fortunes of thousands of investors, but also the fates and fortunes of entire nations. For the first time in 17 years, he's back once again with his first controversial video presentation. Go to fallofcapitalism.com to watch him reveal a landmark development, which he believes will set off the most violent economic reversal in history, one that carries the power to bring down the entire capitalist system. Go to fallofcapitalism.com to watch his controversial video before the powers that be wipe it from the internet. Again, it's www.fallofcapitalism.com.
Now at DeseretFoodStore.com. Sign up for a one-month supply of delicious food for only $99 with free shipping. That's right, only $99. Gourmet restaurant-style meals with a 30-year shelf life. Packaged in heavy-duty Mylar bags for easy transport and freshness. Meals like stroganoff, lasagna, teriyaki, five-bean chili, granola pancakes, and much more. Visit DeseretFoodStore.com. Spelled D-E-S-E-R-E-T FoodStore.com. Or call 801-444-1444. Food for now. Food for life.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crust, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients. Nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
It's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-855-450-3733. You can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com, and we give you the features on the site completely free. Once again, freetalklive.com, features including the bulletin board system. Go and get interactive with other Free Talk Live listeners. Also, we post our show notes, stuff that we talk about on the air each night. We post that to the BBS as well. So you can go to bbs.freetalklive.com. That's bbs.freetalklive.com. Now, the Free State Project is the reason that we are here in New Hampshire, because we all moved up here from Florida, those of us on the show tonight. And people move from all across the country, have moved already, but many more are coming. And why? Well, it's because they want to get together with others who think like they do, people who love the ideas of freedom, and who not only love those ideas, but are actually willing to do something about it, willing to get active to achieve liberty in our lifetime. FreeStateProject.org is where you can go to learn more about it and get involved. That's FreeStateProject.org. Would recommend it if you love the ideas of liberty. And, of course, that means that you should be free to live your life how you want, so long as you don't harm anybody else and as long as you're willing to allow others to live their lives how they want to. Now, that, again, doesn't include harming others, so you can have as many bombs and guns as you want to, just don't point them at other people. Don't threaten other people's lives, don't destroy their property, unlike this fool in Colorado.
So weapons are for defense, not for offense.
Yeah, exactly. Unless there's a zombie attack, in which case you can use them for offense.
Why do you keep on bringing up zombie attacks?
I don't know. It's really getting to be the only reason why I can justify having weapons, because I have a real problem. I'm almost a pacifist. Almost. Like, I still support self-defense against other human beings, but I have almost a moral objection to it at this point.
Yeah, I got to say that, if you don't prevent somebody from committing an immoral act against you, then what you're doing is you're setting them up to make it easier for them to commit an immoral act against the next person. So I could make the same moral argument that you've got to use. You've got to do what you can to prevent somebody from doing something like that.
So you're saying it would be immoral to not take action?
I don't think that a person, I don't think that you can require action from somebody, mm-hmm, and call that morality, but You know, yeah. You've
but that's what you're saying.
You've got to protect people, man.
I feel similarly to you.
Who's you?
Well, Ian, but not exactly. I guess the way I feel about it is I don't own a gun, and so I won't have the opportunity to shoot somebody if I needed to defend myself, which would be unfortunate because I would just die, I guess. But
guns versus guns aren't always the thing. I mean, it really comes down to who has the drop. If you've got a knife and the a person's got a gun in a holster, you can stick them a heck of a lot faster than they can pull a gun.
Right. I mean, I have none of these things.
You would have knives in your house.
I would be pretty defenseless, I think, in that kind of a situation, unfortunately. But I've never been put in a situation like that, so since my life has never been on the line, I don't feel that I can give a valuable opinion, because I absolutely believe that in a situation like that, I would probably struggle to live in whatever way possible.
Sure you would.
I think that's extremely natural. And you know what I mean? So I can't imagine shooting somebody, and I don't have the weapons to do so. But if I was put in a situation where it was my life versus someone who's attacking, I could see how I could act differently.
I believe I took a marriage vow to protect my wife.
You know, and that's where I have the toughest time with the idea of being a total peacenik, is that I couldn't stand by and watch somebody I cared about be attacked. I would be more likely to defend another human being that I cared about than I feel like I would be to defend myself. And I'm not a Christian, but I'm very familiar with the tenets of Christianity. I mean, Jesus said turn the other cheek, and there was a reason for that.
I'll agree with you that certainly Jesus said that, but I think that the Bible is misconstrued. Jesus also said that he didn't come to bring peace; he came to bring a sword.
A sword, that's
so,
true.
You know, at
that
this point,
figurative.
If Jesus wanted me to believe anything he said, he should have he should have written it down. Because I'm not giving Jesus credit for anything. And I went to Christian school; I was a Sunday school teacher. I put all that stuff aside. That doesn't mean anything to me. But Ian, I think that you have the obligation to protect your future for other people. You do things for other people. You do this radio program not because we're going to get rich doing this radio program, because we could do this radio program in a different way and get, you know, make a heck of a lot more money doing it. We could bow to some organization or another and,
become corporate lapdogs,
right,
or
be a corporate
lapdog
and make
Democrats.
A good deal of money. You do it because you want to say what you believe to be the truth. You owe that truth to people in the future who would hear you. They cannot hear you if some stinking crackhead comes in here, puts a bullet in you for a couple of $100. All right? That person is the thief of the message of liberty for those people in the future. He doesn't deserve it.
Yeah, but by that argument, Mark, then I should do nothing whatsoever of any risk, because risk could put me in danger. I mean, obviously, you know, I don't pay federal income tax. I mean, that puts me in risk of, going into a prison cell.
Not paying the federal income tax is part of the message that you spread.
Right. So I have to stand by my word, and my word is about, peace, as you mentioned at the beginning of this particular hour, and it's about voluntary interaction between humans and non-cooperation with people that would try to control you.
You can't have voluntary action if you allow involuntary action. You can't put forth voluntary action into the ether.
It's something I struggle with.
Allowing people
I haven't sold all my guns. I mean, I've got the AK in the other room. So,
but would you admit that if you were put in that particular circumstance, you may react differently than the way you feel?
Of course, it's always difficult to plan for a situation like that where the adrenaline is pumping and somebody's in danger, whether it's myself or somebody I care about. It's hard, very hard to predict how somebody would act in that.
I just know that the drive to live as a human being
is
so strong. I think particularly of the instance you read once an article about that guy from the North Korean prison camps, and this story was that they were eating
gruel.
Right, they were eating live rats, and they were
maggot-filled gruel,
pieces of corn out of.
And those people knew nothing. But the particular guy was born in that camp, so he knew nothing except for that life, that miserable, awful life. And even still, he wanted to live.
It's true.
And also, being a Quaker, that's what my religion is. This is one of the tenets is peace and pacifism. I've looked at this, and I've even talked to Quakers about this, and the fact is, if you would defend yourself against violence, isn't what's the difference between, say, closing the door when an axe murderer is running at you, wanting to chop you up? I've closed the door and locked it. Well, I mean, isn't that preventing him from doing what he wished to do? What's the difference between preventing him from what he wished to do by closing the door and preventing him by wishing what he wished to do by putting a 45 in his caliber slug in his knee?
One of them takes his life.
Well, I mean, I'm just talking about... Right, one of them takes his life.
Yeah.
But he's forfeited his life by threatening to take someone else's.
I get it. I mean, that all makes a lot of sense to me. I totally get it, which is one of the reasons why I'm conflicted on this issue. Because I feel like there's something immoral about taking another human being's life, even in a situation where they're putting you in danger. I'm not sure what it is, but it's just this feeling I have that just it makes me uncomfortable.
Well, I think that you can feel like you don't feel comfortable shooting somebody and still believe that, you know, you have the right to defend yourself
but
if someone's coming after you.
I also like there was a Buddhist jail guard who was explaining to me that he believes that everything he does to the people in jail, he does to himself. So he tries to be as, you know, humane to the people in that jail as
wouldn't
possible.
Wouldn't you want somebody to stop you from trying to hurt other people?
I get what you're saying, but on the other hand, by killing another human being,
I'm not proposing to
myself.
I propose that you use the least amount of violence that you can use in a given circumstance.
But if somebody's coming at you to kill you, you better shoot to kill them.
There are times when deadly force is what's necessary. I think that guns really are a funny little conundrum because likely you will never have one drawn when you need it.
855-450-FREE. I've been in a situation where I did have a gun on me, and I was grateful that I didn't choose to use it, because then I would have had a dead body, or the police on the scene, or a real mess.
Not very useful.
855-450-FREE. It's Free Talk Live.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal. But something seems to be missing. Stickers from libertystickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's libertystickers.com. But wait, there's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty stickers makes them. Go to libertystickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. Libertystickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
We want to know, how do you use WebEx?
Smartest thing my company did was to give us WebEx. I'm in sales, and now I get twice the meetings, close twice the business, and make twice the money. Guess I should say thank you to the folks in IT.
The new free version of WebEx Meetings lets you take your office anywhere, your desktop, laptop, or mobile device. Get your free WebEx Meetings basic account now at WebEx.com. WebEx from Cisco, WebEx.com. WebEx.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237. 206-2237.
Every day, nearly 3,000 families enter into foreclosure and face losing their home. If you're currently behind on your mortgage, you can still avoid foreclosure. You can save your home, but you need to act now. We're Allied State Foreclosure Services. We're experts in saving homes from foreclosure. With just one phone call to us, you can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, and save your home. Call now. The call is free with no obligation. 1-800-597-8843. Call us if you've been threatened with foreclosure, denied loan modification, or missed a payment on your mortgage. If you've been a victim of a predatory loan or are upside down on your mortgage, even if you've lost your job and you're worried about losing your home, don't wait. Call us now and let us help you save your home. You've worked hard to build a life with your family. Let us help you keep your home. Call now before it's too late. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Take control of the airwaves, toll-free, 855-450-FREE. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and you can bring up whatever you want. Maybe you want to comment on the Postal Service or the shooting out in Colorado, or perhaps just the idea of self-defense. We were just kind of talking about the morality or the lack thereof, or the conflicting situation that I've felt myself in with regards to self-defense, not just with firearm, but just in general as well. So 855-450-FREE. And what brought on this whole discussion was a gentleman who called from Norfolk talking about how in the world did this guy, this killer, this alleged killer, did he get the bombs? How did that happen? Well, it's been yet to been determined what exactly he used as far as the equipment, at least that I've seen. I'm sure at some point that information will come out. Were they homemade bombs? Did he purchase, an actual grenade of some sort from some kind of a manufacturer or some sort of black market option?
It can't be that hard to get a grenade.
Well, I don't know. I
would be able to. I don't know how to go about doing it, but probably the first place I would try would be the internet, right?
Well, exactly. So at least that's what we can learn about right now. Because Julia, you just so happen to have a subject that is appropriate here. The Armory is the, I guess, like sister site to the Silk
Correct.
Road.
It's made by the same people.
What is the Silk Road?
The Silk Road is an anonymous drug market, basically, online. It's the eBay of drugs.
Didn't it start with drugs, but it's kind of expanded to just all manner of different things?
It has. It's mostly drugs, for
fake
sure.
Fake IDs, for instance.
But they have a lot of cool things. They have fake university degrees, I've seen. They have fake passports and things like that. There was
one guy there selling what he claimed were actual issued UK driver's licenses. Like, the dude worked in the driver's license office and could get you the real deal.
Wow.
It would cost you, but in theory, you would get the real thing. Anyway, so interesting things are sold on the Silk Road, but I guess some of the people there didn't like the idea of guns being sold there.
Right. So they opened up a sister site. It's called The Armory. I've actually never checked it out. This is from Gizmodo.com. The Bushmaster M4 is a 3-foot rifle capable of firing 30 5.56 45mm NATO rounds. I don't know what that means because I don't know guns.
Good size rounds.
Put a nice hole in you.
I trust your judgment. And used by special ops forces throughout Afghanistan. It is a serious weapon. But in the internet's darkest black market, it's all yours. Who needs a background check? Nobody. The Armory began as an offshoot of the Silk Road, notable as the Internet's foremost open drug bazaar, where everything from heroin to meth to Vicodin and pot can be picked out and purchased like a criminal Amazon.com. It's virtually impossible to trace and entirely anonymous. But apparently guns were a little too hot for the Silk Road's admins, who broke the site off to the main from the Maine Narcotics Carnival. Now guns, ammo, explosives, and more have their own shadowy home online, far from the piles of Dutch coke and American meth. But the same rules apply. With nothing more than a little money and a little online knowledge, you can buy extremely powerful, deadly weapons, Glocks, Berettas, PPKs, AK-47s, Bushmaster rifles, even a grenade. Shipped anywhere in the world.
So we were wondering if they had grenades on there. I have yet to get into the site. You have to create an account in order to browse the site.
Right.
So I'll have an account here shortly.
So
does that bother you?
No. It's not illegal to look.
Okay.
It's not. I mean, it's not illegal to look at these sites. You can surf them all you want.
I like surfing the Silk Road just because I think it's interesting to look at what they have and what the sellers offer.
Well, they actually have forums, too, where people talk about a variety of things.
Right. And I think there's a special armory forum, too, now, as well.
All right.
So I wondered, how easy is it to get a gun? A semi-auto 9mm Beretta 92FS with no scratches or dents. This is in quotes, so this is a sale, I presume. Very slight wear from extremely light usage. Would hit me for 338 bitcoins. At the current bitcoin dollar exchange.
So it has to be in bitcoins? Wow. Okay.
Yep. That's a little over $3,000, which is very expensive.
That is a lot of money for a handgun. But well, I guess
it wasn't a handgun, was it? This is the Bushmaster, right?
No, he said it was a 9mm semi-auto.
Yeah, this was nine.
Okay, yes. That's expensive.
That's insane for that. Now, why would somebody do that? Well, maybe they're a felon. They need to, you know, they want to get a firearm. They can't do it through legal channels, and they don't know anybody. You know, they don't have any of their old connections.
I mean, this thing makes the rules as far as, you know, gun ownership and protecting yourself and that kind of thing irrelevant. All these gun laws that, well, they don't make it entirely irrelevant. I'm a convicted felon, and I know I can get a gun by the end of the night. I'm sure that I could get a gun. That's not a problem if that's what I wanted to do. So these laws make it difficult for me to, you know, use that gun in a fashion, in a lawful fashion, to protect my family. Now, strangely, the law is set up that if for whatever reason I can prove that somebody was doing something illegal, then I can't be charged with, using a gun illegally, but only if it's used improperly. So if they happen to, you know, shake down my house and I have a gun there to protect myself, then, or my family, then that would be illegal. So, you know, it's a very strange situation.
So $3,000 roughly for a handgun?
$3,000 for a handgun.
Maybe that would be particularly useful in areas in which guns just aren't available. So maybe
I think that in New Hampshire, guns are easy to get.
Right.
If you lived somewhere or you were in a situation where you couldn't get a gun, I think a black market gun would cost you a lot of money.
That would make sense. Yep.
So, I mean, that's essentially what this is. But that got me to thinking, what if you wanted to go beyond arming yourself? What if you wanted something more powerful or more plentiful? What if you weren't just interested in self-defense or hunting? What if you wanted, say, to arm a 20-person militia group to overthrow a West African government in an internet-armed coup?
Kumos and the Gons.
Could a band of anonymous weapon mongers prepare me and 19 imaginary compadres for illegal warfare? If you've got a spare million or so, it looks like the answer is yes. The Amazon comparison might not be fair. The armory wants to make itself hard to access for obvious reasons that have to do with not going to prison. So it's not as easy as just firing up any old website. In fact, it's not really on the web in any traditional sense. To get to the armory, you need to deploy a free piece of software called Tor.
It stands for the Onion Router. And Tor is an anonymizing system that basically makes it so information passes through all manner of different locations before it gets to where it's supposed to go, and it's strict of certain identifying location information, stuff like that. And basically it makes it so you can surf the web without detection. Now, there are some holes. There's, you know, nothing's perfect, but generally you'll be pretty much completely anonymous.
Don't the government spies use Tor?
Well, that's the irony, is it was developed by the Navy, I believe, for that reason.
I think it's still used. I think the reason they're not going to get rid of it is because for that very reason.
Right. The armory's URL reflects that. A garbled string of letters and numbers deliberately impossible to memorize.
Right. We cannot give this URL to you on the air.
It would be horrendous to listen to.
Yeah.
Once you're actually signed in, you then have to turn. You then have to turn to bitcoins as mandatory currency, a further exercise in computer secrecy and complexity in itself. This ain't exactly walking into a gun show and walking out with a pistol. Still, the site prides itself on being as easy to use as an illegal underground weapons dealership can be. The Armory is an anonymous marketplace where you can buy and sell without revealing who you are. We protect your identity through every step of the process, from connecting to the site to purchasing your items to finally receiving them. That receiving part is almost as tricky as the labyrinth purchasing process. How exactly do you illegally ship guns to potential criminals? In pieces. Small pieces. The crafty gun dealers of the Armory aren't going to just stick an assault rifle into a manila envelope and drop it into a local mailbox.
Right. Drop a cold anaconda into a, you know, one of those bubble wrap envelopes,
yes,
and send it off to you. Somebody might know what that was.
Buyers get each gun component shipped in shielded packages disguised to look like other products that then require self-assembly.
Wow.
You
okay.
Get, it's pretty complex.
That's not, I mean, that really kind of narrows down the field as far as, I mean, you'd have to know how to put this gun back together, right? I mean, do they give you instructions? Give you a little video as to how to put the gun back together?
Be complicated.
They have those online, by the way. There are gun cleaning sites where you can search for...
One of them is called YouTube.
Yeah, you can search for the model of gun that you have, and there's some guy there that has recorded himself cleaning it, taking it apart, putting it back together.
Yeah.
855-453, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. More about the Armory coming up here in a moment. So your thoughts are certainly welcome. 1-855-450-3733. But if you're wondering how you get your hands on explosives, this is one of the ways. It's Free Talk Live.
What has happened to America, and when did it become okay for the government to extort wealth from the American people? As a former law enforcement officer, I have explained in my new book, In Plain Sight, The Disregarded Truth, how absolute property ownership has been denied to the American people, how and why inflation is fleecing America, how law enforcement officers are being used to suppress and criminalize the beliefs of liberty and freedom. In Plain Sight explains how we can restore what was once a free America. Get your copy of In Plain Sight, The Disregarded Truth today at Amazon.com.
Hey, college students. The Independent Institute in Oakland, California is putting on the Challenge of Liberty seminar this summer. You can spend a week connecting with other liberty-minded students from around the world, attending seminars with libertarian luminaries, and grappling with pressing issues facing the world's economy and its people. Go to seminar.freetalklive.com. It's $195 for the class and $300 for the room and meals at the beautiful Notre Dame de Namur University in Belmont, California. Seminar.freetalklive.com.
Let's keep preparedness simple. Do you need stuff for disasters? Of course you do. For over 15 years, DisasterStuff.com has, well, stuff for disasters. See? Easy to remember. DisasterStuff.com. Want free shipping on a new Berkey water filter? DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. Lots of folks want an EMP Faraday bag to protect sensitive electronics during a solar or nuclear event. Now for a limited time, all survival gear purchases over $75 include a free 8x8 inch EMP Faraday bag. Just enter promo code EMPBAG when you check out at DisasterStuff.com. We're also a Country Living Grain Mill authorized dealer. Plus, we offer freeze-dried foods by Alpine Air and Wise Foods. We also carry emergency kits, survival seeds, and much more. Preparedness should be simple, and it is. Just remember, DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.